This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
The U.S. economy added 163,000 jobs last month. That's the word from the monthly jobs report from the Labor Department this morning. The private sector accounted for all the job creation, adding 172,000 jobs. Government employment declined by 9,000. And the unemployment rate ticked up from 8.2% to 8.3%. We're going to dig into the report now with our New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore, who's with us live in the studio. We've also got Peter Capelli on the line. He's the director of the Center for Human Resources at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. And let me go to you, Heidi, first. What else are you seeing in this report?
Well, it's a really good report. You're seeing a lot of things have gone up: manufacturing, healthcare, leisure, even computer systems design. So the geeks shall inherit the earth, at least in July. And what's really interesting is how granular the report is. You know, in utilities, jobs were down by 8,500 people. That's because of the Con Ed labor dispute here in New York. So, you know, it's a really good report. It shows on average we're exactly where we were last year, but it's good because we're not losing that many jobs, and that's excellent.
Peter Capelli, let me go to you. What's your initial reaction to this report? Do you agree that it's a good report?
Yeah, I think it's a good report, and it largely depends on your expectations. You know, in May, we only added 87,000 jobs, and in June, we only added 64,000 jobs. So compared to where we were, this is pretty good news.
And what about, you're the author of a book, which is called Why Good People Can't Get Jobs. So I want to ask you about some of these people who've been out of work for a long time, the long-term unemployed. If the unemployment rate is ticking up from 8.2 to 8.3%, I guess that indicates more people are coming into the labor force. So will these long-term unemployed be able to get jobs at this point?
Yeah, no, that's a great point. It looks like 260,000 people who had given up, who were discouraged workers, came back in this month, which is, I suppose, a good sign. But the interesting news here is that the long-term unemployed this time, 27 weeks or more of unemployment, that dropped a lot, 185,000 people less than last month in that category. So that's pretty interesting news.
Anything concerning in this to you, Peter Capelli?
Well, you know, I think in the long term, we do have a concern about way employers are hiring, and that is that they're looking for somebody who can come right in to do the job, as demonstrated by the fact that they're currently doing the same job someplace else. And that typically meant they want to hire people, only people who are already employed someplace else. And I think that's been a concern for a while, but this time, actually, it looks pretty good because the percentage of those people who are unemployed who are getting jobs long term seems to be looking up.
And Heidi, let me come back to you, because earlier this week we had the news that the Fed is going to hold off for now on any additional economic stimulus, in part because they wanted to see what economic data comes out over the next little bit here. What do you think this jobs report does to the chances that the Fed is going to step in?
Well, this is a really positive report, so it reduces the chances that the Fed will feel pressure for stimulus. And it adds to other positive indicators we've had recently. Housing looks like it's hit a bottom. Consumer confidence is bizarrely high. We don't know why. But all of those are really good indicators, and so it tells the Fed maybe they don't need to step in just yet, until the next bad jobs report.
Does it look like this could be a turning point and that this global slowdown we've been talking about is maybe slowing down, if you will? I mean, are things getting better, or are we putting too much into just one jobs report?
Right. A slowdown of a slowdown is an improvement, right? I think that we'll have to watch it. It's certainly encouraging, but you want to watch the trends over, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 months.
Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore and Peter Capelli, who is the director of the Center for Human Resources at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.